Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola, bienvenidos al episodio 180. Welcome to episode 180 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. In this episode, we are going to be learning Dominican Spanish with music. I'm going to review the lyrics of the salsa song Lejos de Ti, and I'm also going to give you some phrases from the song that you can use in your daily conversation. Before we get started, I did want to let you know that if you enjoy learning Dominican Spanish, don't forget to check out our sister podcast, Dominican Spanish 101. You can search for Dominican Spanish 101 wherever you're listening to this podcast. In the Dominican Spanish 101 podcast, Kesia and I review phrases from the Dominican Republic so that you can learn how to speak to the locals on your next trip to the DR. We explore everything from phrases used in relationships to what to say when you go to a beauty salon or a barbershop. So again, if you're interested in learning more Dominican Spanish, check out Dominican Spanish 101 podcast on wherever you're listening to this podcast. All right, let's get started with the show. So we're going to be looking at the song Lejos de Ti by Chiquito Team Band. And this is a Dominican salsa band. So what we're going to do is just go through the lyrics first. As always, I'll explain what the lyrics mean, and then I'm going to give you a few phrases that I've pulled from the song that you can actually use in your daily conversation. Because a lot of time, you know, we listen to songs and we don't really know what's appropriate to say in conversation when we're talking to people or how we can use things. So we're going to break that down too. All right? So let's get started. At the beginning of the song, he says, de corazón. So this is like the intro to the song. De corazón literally means from my heart. So again, he's just sort of saying this in general to kick the song off. He's saying, look, this song, this performance is coming from the heart. And then it says, tú sabes quién es. Tú sabes quién es. You know who it is. So again, this is just the band opening up. They're kind of bragging. They say Chiquito Team Band. And then it says, era cuestión de tiempo. It was a matter of time. So again, this is just all of the hype before the song. All right, so let's get to the first verse. Hace tiempo que mi vida no tiene valor. Hace tiempo que mi vida no tiene valor. It's been a long time since my life had any value. Será porque llevo dentro mío un gran dolor. Será porque llevo dentro mío un gran dolor. It could be because within me there is great pain. tú decidiste no volver. Tú decidiste no volver. You decided not to come back. And that decidiste, of course, is in the tú form, and it's in the preterite past tense. So this is informal because he's talking to someone that he knows. Aquella noche yo morí. That night I died. So again, I think we know he's being a little dramatic. So this is, he's being figurative. He didn't literally die because he wouldn't be able to sing about it, right? So aquella noche, that night yo morí. Desde esa noche nunca más volví a reír. Desde esa noche nunca más volví a reír. Since that night, I've never laughed again. Llevo dentro el castigo de no serte fiel. Llevo dentro el castigo de no serte fiel. I carry within me the burden of not being faithful to you. Ah, the plot thickens, okay. Parece que ahora sí entendí. Parece que ahora sí entendí. It seems like now I finally understood. Que te he perdido para siempre. Que te he perdido para siempre. That I've lost you forever. So apparently he was unfaithful, and it's killing him inside because now he finally realizes that the consequences of his actions are that he has lost, assuming his love or his girlfriend in this case. Then in the next line, he asks a question. ¿Cómo te digo que me enseñas a vivir? ¿Cómo te digo que me enseñas a vivir? How can I say to you, teach me how to live? Si cada noche me muero de recordar. Si cada noche me muero de recordar. If every night I'm dying from remembering. So this me muero de recordar is I'm dying. Like just, it's again, figurative language. He's not literally dying. But he's saying, you know, he's dying when he remembers. Tu gran amor. Tu gran amor. Your great love. Tu triste adiós. Tu triste adiós. Your sad goodbye. Y tu cariño aún vive en mí. Y tu cariño aún vive en mí. And your loving ways or your tenderness still lives with me or in me. So this is part of the chorus. So when it starts off, tu gran amor, is when really the chorus is starting. And then it says, well, it's kind of like the build up to the chorus. But anyway, so he's sort of saying how, you know, he's asking this question. How can I live without you? No puedo más vivir sin ti. I can't live without you anymore. No puedo más vivir sin ti. And then the title of the song comes in, Lejos de ti, lejos de ti, which is far away from you. Voy a morir. I'm going to die. So again, very figurative, very dramatic here. And then he says, ay como duele vivir sin ti. Ay como duele vivir sin ti. Oh, how it hurts to live without you. All right, so that's just the first verse and the chorus. Now, there is another verse of the song. I encourage you, if you want to check out the full song, definitely go to our show notes page, learnspanishconsalsa.com/180 for episode 180 of the podcast. You'll be able to actually listen to the song and see the music video, as well as there's a special link there if you want to sign up for our Learn Spanish with Music course. We actually use this song in one of our lessons, so we give you a full breakdown of the lyrics of the song, as well as additional key phrases and verbs that you can learn from the song. All right, so that's just to give you an overview. Now let's get into some phrases from the song that you can use in daily conversation. And again, there's many actually in the song that are pretty useful, but I'm going to just focus on five for the purposes of this particular conversation. So like I said, if you want to learn more, check out our Learn Spanish with Music course. It really is the most fun way to learn the language, okay? All right, so the first one he says in the beginning, hace tiempo que. So this hace tiempo song, he's saying it's been a long time. That's really what this means, hace tiempo que. So it's been a long time since, or it's been a long time that this has happened. So in the song he says, hace tiempo que mi vida no tiene valor. It's been a long time since my life had any value. And again, he's lamenting losing his significant other over infidelity, so that's why he feels like it's been a while since he's had value since this person left him. However, we don't always have to be that dramatic in real life. We can use hace tiempo que to describe something that actually is happening. So for example, we could say, hace tiempo que no veo a mi mejor amigo. Hace tiempo que no veo a mi mejor amigo. It's been a long time since I saw my best friend. You could also say, hace tiempo que no voy de vacaciones. Hace tiempo que no voy de vacaciones. So it's been a long time since I went on vacation. Something important to keep in mind here is when you're using this hace tiempo que, you're going to follow it with no and then the verb in the present tense. So even though you're talking about the past, like you're talking about something that's happening in the past, in the present moment, right? You're saying, look, it's been a long time since I've done this or that. But when you're using it to conjugate, just remember, hace tiempo que no. So if you're saying it's been a long time that I haven't done something, hace tiempo que no. And then the verb in the present tense. So no veo, that's been a long time since I've seen, or it's been a long time since I saw my best friend. We're saying no veo, which is literally, I don't see. All right, so again, just keep in mind you're using the present tense in this particular conjugation. And again, check out the show notes page for these examples. We'll include them here so you can kind of study them and hopefully come up with your own examples as well. The next word in the song that we're going to review is aquella. And this one can be a little bit tricky for English speakers because we only have one word to say that in English, and it's that. So T-H-A-T, that. But in Spanish, you could say eso, ese, esa, aquel, aquella. All of them mean that. And I'm not going to go through every single one of them right now. Again, in our Learn Spanish with Music course, we have an entire lesson dedicated to explaining how to use that because there's so many ways to say it in Spanish. But in this episode, I'm going to focus on aquella because that's what's used in the song Lejos de Ti. So in the song, he says, aquella noche yo morí. Aquella noche yo morí. So that night I died. Now, in this case, he's using aquella because he's referring to a night that was long ago. So again, aquella is generally used when you're referring to something that is either further away in terms of distance or time. So you can kind of think about it if you're pointing to something that's like, oh, esa noche, it's like, oh, that night. But if I'm saying aquella noche, I'm like pointing further. So it's like that night, but it was a little bit further away or further in the past from today. So a couple of examples of how we might use that, because hopefully you wouldn't say aquella noche yo morí because you wouldn't be talking if you actually died. So you could say, aquella película fue muy emocionante. Aquella película fue muy emocionante. That movie was very exciting. So maybe you're talking about a movie you saw 10 years ago. Like, you know, they're doing all these remakes these days, right? So you may have seen the new Indiana Jones, but maybe you also saw it like 20 or 30 years ago. I don't even know, like whatever the last time Harrison Ford made that movie. But anyway, if you're referring to the original Indiana Jones, you'd probably say aquella película. But if you're referring to the one that you may have seen a few weeks ago, if you're into that sort of thing, it would be esa película. Okay, so hopefully that helps. Another example, you could say, ¿recuerdas aquella fiesta del año pasado? ¿Recuerdas aquella fiesta del año pasado? Do you remember that party from last year? So again, because I'm saying del año pasado, we know this happened last year, so that was a long time ago. So aquella fiesta fits in this example. The next phrase we're going to look at is parece que. So parece que is a phrase that comes from the verb parecer, which is to appear or to seem that. So parece que is a general phrase that means it seems like or it appears that. So in the song he says, parece que ahora sí entendí. So it seems like now I finally understood. And again, you may or may not say that, but here are some examples that you can use if you're talking about things in daily life. You could say, parece que va a llover, mejor lleva un paraguas. Parece que va a llover, mejor lleva un paraguas. It seems like it's going to rain. Better take an umbrella. Okay, so parece que va a llover. It seems like it will rain. So that's very, very practical as you're looking up at the sky. It's cloudy. You can say parece que va a llover. Another example is parece que María no puede venir a la reunión. Parece que María no puede venir a la reunión. It appears that María can't come to the meeting. So again, it's maybe you're all sitting at the meeting, you're waiting for Maria, it becomes apparent she's not going to show. Ah, parece que Maria no puede venir. Okay, so those are a couple ways you can use parece que. The next one we're going to look at is será. And this again comes from the verb ser, and it's the future tense. So it's literally, it will be. However, you might be more familiar with like the phrase, now I can't sing, so forgive me in advance. But you may have heard like, que será, será, whatever will be, which I actually don't know if it's Spanish or Italian. But anyway, the point is, a lot of times, the word será, the verb ser in the future tense, is used to contemplate what could be. So even though it's not technically, now there is a conditional tense in Spanish where you talk about things that could happen, and será is just the future tense. But forget about the grammar for a minute. Let's just deal with the language as it exists in the real world. People do use this to refer to things that could happen. So in the song, he says, será porque llevo dentro mío un gran dolor. So it could be because within me there's a great pain. Now he's speculating. I mean, he knows he's in pain, right? But he's speculating that this is the reason why. So here's an example of how you might, you know, use this in daily conversation. ¿Vendrás a la fiesta? Será divertido. ¿Vendrás a la fiesta? Será divertido. So are you coming to the party, or will you come to the party? It will be fun, right? Or another way of looking at this is, it could be fun, right? So it's like, are you coming to the party? It could be a good time. So think of it like that. So será divertido. It could be fun. Another example is, me gustaría visitar Puerto Rico algún día. So someone says that, me gustaría visitar Puerto Rico algún día. I'd like to visit Puerto Rico one day. You could respond, claro, será una experiencia increíble. Claro, será una experiencia increíble. So of course, it could be an incredible experience. So again, you're speculating about things that will happen in the future when we're using será. But again, it could also be used to literally say it will be, but oftentimes it's used when, you know, you're just thinking about it could be. All right, now the last phrase that we're going to look at is llevo dentro, llevo dentro. So he says this several times in the song, but in one instance he says, llevo dentro el castigo de no serte fiel. I carry within me the burden of not being faithful to you. Or it's like a punishment to him. But you can use this in conversation. It is a little bit poetic way of saying things, but again, it can be useful. So here's a couple of examples. A pesar del tiempo que ha pasado, todavía llevo dentro el recuerdo de aquel viaje. A pesar del tiempo que ha pasado, todavía llevo dentro el recuerdo de aquel viaje. Despite the time that has passed, I still carry within me the memory of that trip. And again, now that we already know aquella, so this is an example of aquel viaje is that trip. And we're obviously referring to something that's happened a while ago, because I'm saying, even though time has passed, I still carry within me this memory of the trip. So it was a memorable experience. So usually this is used to express some sort of emotion where you're saying, it's literally, I carry inside of me, or I carry inside, but you're basically saying that something is sticking with you. But here's another example. Llevo dentro el deseo de viajar por todo el mundo. Llevo dentro el deseo de viajar por todo el mundo. I carry within me the desire to travel around the world. So again, these are just a few things that you can use in daily conversation, all from the amazing song, Lejos de Ti. Again, I encourage you to check it out. LearnSpanishConSalsa.com/180. Check out the show notes, listen to the song, add it to your playlist. And I hope you have enjoyed this. Just as a quick review, 5 phrases that you can use from the song Lejos de Ti. Hace tiempo, it's been a long time since. Aquella, that, for something feminine that's far in distance or time. Parece que, it seems like or it appears that. Será, it will be or it could be. And llevo dentro, I carry within me. Okay, so as always, I hope that something you heard in today's episode has helped you go one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.